More than 12,000 spearing licenses have been issued this year for Lake Winnebago and upriver lakes like Poygan. Ron Brook is the DNR's fishery biologist in charge of the sturgeon. Judging from spearing seasons past, Brook says only 13% of fishermen will spear a fish on Winnebago. Those on upriver lakes have a much better shot at a catch.
It's probably the most boring thing that you could possibly do, because you're staring down this green hole and looking at nothing. And then all of a sudden, if a fish comes through, and some guys wait 10, 20 years before they see their first fish, but when a fish comes through, it goes from sheer unadulterated boredom to ecstasy in a matter of a few seconds.
Since 2004, the DNR has used surgically implanted radio telemetry tags to trace how sturgeon move in and out of Lake Winnebago. Brooks says the study has confirmed spawning fish start their trip in the fall, months before the spring spawning season.
With the sonic tagging that we're using, since 2004, we put tags in 362 fish, ranging from age 1 to over age 100.
The DNR targets adult female sturgeon for tagging. Besides their capacity for spawning, Brooks says the females tend to live longer than males. This year's spearing season will end once fishermen catch 800 fully grown females. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.